Governor Phil Scott this weekend ordered all Vermont schools closed starting this Wednesday until at least April 6th and possibly much longer. On Monday, schools were tying up loose ends and preparing the students, families, and staff for this strange new normal. We have two reports from across the state. We'll start with VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman in Windsor.
Windsor Southeast Superintendent David Baker sent out an email message this weekend, soon after Governor Scott said he wanted all of the state's schools closed by Wednesday at the latest. Baker told the Windsor community that he wanted school open on Monday to let the students have a, quote, proper goodbye. Sarah Atwood has five kids in the Windsor school system and says she supported the superintendent's decision to open Monday.
Well, I think it's good. I have a special needs child, so it was good for him to be able to go in, have some closure with his staff and his teachers, and kind of get a better understanding because he's very confused. So I was happy that school was open today so my kids could go in, get their stuff, have closure around that, and good instruction on what they need to be doing.
Atwood teaches across the river in New Hampshire. And so she knows all about the challenges facing students and teachers as they navigate the widespread closures caused by the COVID-19 crisis. She said she has faith that teachers will do their best to continue educating their students, but knows some experiences will be lost. And for students like her niece, who's a senior on the girls' basketball team, there's no way those experiences will ever come back.
The senior all-star game for basketball got canceled, and she was supposed to be recognized. She's Gatorade Player of the Year for Vermont. She's a Vermont Miss Basketball, and she's not going to get that opportunity to have that recognition. I'm devastated for her. She's worked so hard. She's going on a full-ride scholarship to the University of Maine for basketball, and to have her season end like this as a senior has been devastating. You know, we're all pretty sad about it.
Kyle Smith was dropping off his daughter Monday in front of the Windsor School. Smith has a flexible job and said he and his wife should be able to handle having his kid at home. But he understands for some it won't be so easy.
We're going to be okay. We're just worried about the parents that don't have the flexibility and that are going to have to put the kids with people who are home or maybe even the people we're trying to protect.
The Windsor Southeast schools closed after the school day Monday. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Windsor.
And I'm Nina Keck in Rutland, where the city's public schools enroll slightly more than 2,000 students and employ more than 600 full and part-time staff. This Monday and Tuesday, attending school was optional. Starting next week, teachers will interact with students remotely. It's a big change, admits Dave Walk, Rutland City's acting school superintendent. But Walk believes it's the right decision and one they've been preparing for several weeks. I caught up with Walk in his car as he was driving to meetings.
So our plan is to make sure that every teacher has a plan in place for online learning approved by the principal by the end of the day Friday so that we can start up on Monday with that process.
How many calls are you getting from parents and teachers about this?
I had a lot over the weekend. I probably had, 150, 200 emails. And that was before the decision was made to close the schools. And I think for many of those people, there's a sigh of relief that the schools were closed.
But there's also a lot of uncertainty, which is why Walk has been meeting with staff face-to-face. This morning, he met with about 25 bus drivers and maintenance workers to assure them their jobs and pay will continue.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How you doing? So, thank you. We'll try to make this quick and as painless as possible. First of all, how many of you worked over the weekend cleaning in the schools? All of you. So thank you.
Walk says every school in the district was deep cleaned and disinfected over the weekend. And while bus drivers will no longer carry students, he said they would still work their routes, bringing breakfasts and lunches made by the district's food service to regular drop-off sites.
For so many students, school is their home away from home. We've become surrogate parents to so many kids. And perhaps for some students, the only nutritious meal of the day is the one they get at school.
Drivers like this idea. They said their buses were nearly empty already, with parents keeping children home. But kids were talking about the virus. It was definitely on their minds, and many students had expressed relief to drivers that meals would continue. Walk says he's also met with officials from Rutland Regional Medical Center to see how interested high school and middle school students, along with paraeducators, could provide child care services for health care employees who need it. And he said they'll meet tomorrow to work out details on that effort.
Hospital staff will meet with interested folks who would then be hired by the hospital to go in and provide child care on a voluntary basis. So I'm hoping to use this as an opportunity and partnership to help our healthcare professionals in the area.
Because the situation is evolving so quickly, Walk believes the most important thing he and other school officials can do is stay calm, cool, and collected to offset the anxiety that so many families are feeling. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.